This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Billings Gazette will stop publishing a printed newspaper on Mondays starting in November, leaving Montana without a daily printed newspaper. According to longtime Gazette editor and Montana News Guild Vice President Brett French, the publication will continue to post stories online on Mondays. The Guild represents Gazette employees. French said, "The Billings Gazette's dropping of Monday print editions beginning in November is just the latest in what have been numerous cost-cutting measures leveled in the past decade." In early June, the Gazette printed its final in-house newspaper before shutting off its 1968 Goss Metro printing press for good in anticipation of a now-stalled sale of the newspaper's downtown building. The paper is now printed in Bozeman. Lee Enterprises, which operates in 73 communities across 26 states, has reported declining circulation for the Gazette. When Lee purchased the Gazette, along with six other local Montana papers, from the Anaconda Company in 1959, the paper's circulation was about 36,000. Back then, the number of papers delivered accounted for about 70% of Billings' roughly 50,000-person metropolitan area, though copies of the Gazette were delivered well outside the urban area to places as far as Plentywood, a town 350 miles away. Print circulation grew over the next few decades to around 56,000 in 1975, but by 2024, the net press run had decreased to about 7,000. Print advertising revenue has declined alongside circulation, though digital subscriptions have increased. In November, the Gazette will join the state's list of formerly daily papers now printed six times per week, including the Daily Interlake in Kalispell and the Great Falls Tribune. Two Gallatin High seniors in Bozeman are holding a clothing drive for the community and for students. Katie Crosby and Maria Mendez have collected thousands of articles of clothing with the help of local businesses. Now they're putting together a clothing drive that will take place November 1st at the Gallatin High Gym. Crosby and Mendez are members of DECA, an international business club for high school students. As part of DECA, Crosby and Mendez have organized the clothing drive. Crosby says, "We choose a project and we have to hold out an event or create awareness of a certain aspect," said Crosby. The two students will then write a 20-page paper and give a presentation. This is the second year that Crosby has been hosting a clothing drive. Last year, Crosby's clothing drive brought in more than 10,000 articles of clothing. This year, it's upwards of 15,000 pieces. Crosby and Mendez partnered with more than 20 local businesses to acquire the clothing. From setting up the dressing rooms to coordinating with local businesses, Mendez and Crosby managed the entire drive from start to finish. The clothing event will take place at the Gallatin High Gym on November 1st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Oscar-winning animated film titled Flow sparked an uptick in adoptions of black cats. Because of superstition, it's no coincidence that black cats are often the most overlooked at animal shelters and tend to be associated with beliefs about bad luck. But one fictional kitty helped change that outdated narrative, the brave and oh-so-charming black cat from the Oscar-winning movie Flow. The animated film features a story told from the feline's perspective as it's joined by a small menagerie of animals to overcome various struggles. There's no dialogue, but it's impossible not to root for the cat, fostering a feeling in filmgoers that might just be translating from the screen to real life. Pet Helpful reports that animal shelter staff and volunteers saw a significant increase in black cat adoptions. And in TikTok videos, people are sharing anecdotes of how they were inspired to adopt black cats after watching the film. The movie is even changing the way some people refer to black cats, as the Brazilian newspaper Metropoles reported that people are calling the felines flow-like rather than black. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.